Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation and patient Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, first name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth August 21st, 1964, date of evaluation January 7th, 2026, referring physician is Bayvell, B-A-Y-W-E-L-L, the chief complaint, 62-year-old African-American male seen for initial evaluation, period. The HVID patient is a 62-year-old male with a history of coronary artery disease, CVA, who states that he had experienced a cardiac arrest, period. He was subsequently resuscitated, period. The patient further has underlying coronary artery disease and his status post-stent dating to 2017, period. He currently denies chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Past medical history, one sciatica, next number hypertension, next number CAD. The past surgical history includes stent in 2017. Medications, carvedilol, aspirin, Plavix, omeprazole. The allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, father died with amputation. Social history, he notes marijuana use but denies cigarettes. Review system, constitutional, unremarkable. The gastrointestinal, he has had hematochezia. Musculoskeletal, he has deformity of the right knee and pain involving right knee, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 116/72, pulse 68, respiratory rate 16, height 68 inches, weight 141.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 61 beats per minute. Non-specific ST elevation is noted. Otherwise, normal ECG. The impression, 62-year-old male with history of CAD, further history of CVA and cardiac arrest, is seen for initial evaluation period. The patient is currently on multiple medications to include aspirin, Plavix, and carvedilol, period. I will review his past records, period. Plavix may no longer be indicated since he has been on it since 2017, period. In addition, we'll proceed with echocardiogram, CBC, Chem-20, A1C lipid panel. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.